Live from the remote island of St Kilda, it's the St Kilda Community Show with your host, England Apostate, and the reason why they don't serve glass bottles in Greggs, it's Adam Self. Hello all! Let me start with the elephant in the room. Where the fuck have I been for the last 6 months? Well, to be frank and honest, I was able to get Hugh the Boatman to bring my toolbox full of Eastern European pornography, and well, after being stuck on this island for 6 months with only curvy driftwood and the memory of warm flesh, I may have overindulged a bit, and by just a bit I mean I wanked myself into a stupor. I feel like I finally got out of my system, or at least my left arm has worked to the point of exhaustion, so here we are with the new episode. What else has happened? Well, I still have no luck on opening up that metal door I found down by the cave. But given my tools consist of a B&M repair kit and a bunch of flabby muscles, that isn't too much of a surprise. I still want to see what the goddamn is inside that thing though, so if I manage to find any kind of weakness to it, I'll let you know. Anyway, let's get on with why you are all here, the radio show thing that I have been contracted and exiled out here to do. So for tonight's first track, I'm going with a guy that I genuinely completely forgot about until I saw the familiar cover of his album and remembered absolutely rinsing this album when I was a long-haired shithead kid in secondary school. It's a shame he's a mad Scientologist now, but for a while the man produced banger after banger, so let's hear it for The New Pollution from Beck's 1994 album with the Shaggy Dog, Odelay. Lovely tune there. Okay, so I don't want to alarm anyone, but I think there might be a sheep or sheeps on this island. When I was having my daily stroll yesterday, a thing I do mainly to stop myself from never leaving the cabin and going fully mad, I didn't see it, but I found some clumps of what I can only assume is their disgusting wool. Now, for those of you unaware, I have a long-standing issue with sheep in that I think they are all evil and should be purged. The origins for this dislike are quite simple. I was once at a textbook Somerset house party, which normally consisted of going to a remote house in the middle of nowhere and then drinking until you couldn't stand or sit. During this drinking stage, I found myself wandering through the surrounding fields. Maybe it was an early attempt of leaving Somerset, something that repeatedly happened during drinking sessions when I was younger. I would black out and wake up in some strange place, as if my brain even then was telling me that I hated that place and needed to leave. Anyway, drunk, lost and in the dark, I ended up in a field surrounded by the woolly cunts. Now, I don't know if you know this, but sheep's eyes have the same glow in light, low light that cats have, which to me suggests that they are a predator. Surrounded by their stench and glowing eyes, I vowed never to find myself stuck in that position again. And now, I think there may be one or more on this island. How I've not seen it before, I don't know, but I need to find out if my worst fear is true. You may think this is a bit, but I swear to God I am 100% serious. But for our second song, I'm going to return to one of my all-time favourite albums, the debut release by Dead Can Dance, their self-titled 1984 album. It's full of the gothy mood music that you all know that I love. A few episodes ago, we went with the solemn Ocean. This time it's Frontier, a song that sounds like something that you'd imagine some blue-ass Celts to be listening to before they beat the shit out of you in a battle. and with a fresh lot of newspapers from the mainland, it's the return of the best or worst part of the show. It's news time.
News! Jingle! Jingle for news!
Somerset news to begin with Taunton now hosting a new escape room experience. I've said this before, but the only escape experience you should be getting in that town is the first bus, train, car, horse, or boat that you can get out of its godforsaken limits. Truly a black hole of hope and ambition, and that's coming from a man who's lived in Glasgow. News 2! The UK continues on its downward spiral to a failed state, with its most recent Prime Minister, Liz Truss, lasting only 45 days. Now, I think it's a shame that she was ousted so quickly, as I've been working on some material about how she's into a BDSM lifestyle. Did you see the golden ring day collar she wore during pretty much every public appearance? I mean, if she is into public humiliation, she must have been frothing when it came time to announce the resignation. Anyway, given how it's going for you guys over there, I'm kind of glad that I'm stuck on a remote island 110 miles away from that fucking shit show. Also, Queen Liz II died. I would make some jokes, but given that my supplies are sent by the government, I don't really want to shoot myself in the foot. But if I have to say one thing about her death, it's... And the final story is from The Guardian, which, due to its increasing turf shit, I'm basically only keeping around for emergency toilet paper these days. They report that Shetland has lost all telephone and internet communications when both undersea cables were severed. Though some suspect Russian interference, I think it's more likely to be those dodgy Danes on the Faroe Islands. As one of my closest neighbours, I don't trust them or their weird made-up language. And that's the news!
News! Jingle! Jingle for news!
Now, a song from 90s experimental electro act, The Future Sound of London, which, despite their name, isn't just sound clips of me screaming, "Use your indicators, you twat!" No, it's a song from the amazing Dead Cities album, the appropriately named Everyone in the World is Doing Something Without Me. still bothered by that shape. Not gonna lie. Anyway, it's time for the contractually obligated advert that I'm already regretting turning into a bit. It's advert time. Thinking of going on a holiday? Why not endure a loveless break in a remote cottage with your resentful partner? Tension, bickering, shouting, crying, recriminations, all available to you and your partner. Call Doomed Relationship Breaks at 0118 496 0007. And I'm going to throw out a weird one with this next one. Now, I talked before last time about my particular interest in late 90s jungle and garage music. Now it is intrinsically linked in my brain with the early era of 3D games, PlayStation, the Nintendo 64, Dreamcast, those sorts of things. And those of you who remember those days know that it was so popular, this music even leaked into the games, with stuff like Wipeout and 1080 Snowboarding, amongst others, having a drum and bass styled soundtrack. So imagine my surprise when going through the records, I found the soundtrack to a very long forgotten game, the N64 mediocre action game Buck Bumble. It was even bigger surprise then when I listened to the title track and I was blown away by how much of a goddamn bop it is. I cannot get enough of this song and I fully plan on subjecting it to the rest of you. And I've been wandering this goddamn cabin for the last 2 days going Buck Bumble. So here is Justin Sharnova's amazing Buck Bumble theme.
What about now? It's time to rock with the biggity Buck Bumble. What about now? It's time to rock with the biggity Buck Bumble. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bumble. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bumble. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bumble. Bump to the bump to the bump to the bass. Bump to the bump to the bumble. Bump to the boot to the boot to the boot boot. Bump to the bass of the bass bass bass. Bump to the boot to the boot to the boot. Bump to the bass of the bass bass bass.
Again, there's a weird nostalgia trip when I hear tracks like that, but I am aware that the late 90s and early 2000s were genuinely a cultural low for humanity. Anyway, since I've already established that I'm a sexual deviant with no shame about my interests, other than the interests that specifically involve shame, we are going to go with an oldie for this one, with a track from everyone's favourite pretentious pick, The Velvet Underground. And their song that ranks a solid 7 on the 0 to 9 inch nail scale of horniness, it's Venus in Furs.
Mm-hmm. dear mistress and cure his heart. Fancies chase the costumes she shall wear. Ermine furs adorn imperious. Severin, Severin awaits you there. The boot of shiny, shiny leather. Shiny leather in the dark. Tongue the thongs, the belt that does await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Different colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes and bells, please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
And I'm afraid that is already all the time we have with you tonight. I would stay longer, but if I'm honest, I'm still kind of on edge about that possible sheep shiting. It's been a pleasure talking to you all again and sharing my music with you. I won't make you wait quite as long for the next episode, I promise. But for now, Thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Bye bye.
Hush, my gibbish, in my river, all the me cuckoo, so good.